So you might recall late last week we spoke to Pip Job from the DPI about the Rural Women's Awards, and she mentioned somebody who had won it previously, Cressida Cain's, and it's interesting what she's come up with regarding the dairy industry, because we do have a lot in that industry in the Hunter Valley. I thought I would chase her up. Cressida, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm really well, Andrew. Thanks very much. How are you?
Not too bad. Congratulations on winning the Rural Women's Award in 2020. It was for an online platform that you put together. What was it?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So I've been in the dairy industry for 12 or so years, and throughout my years in the industry, I've noticed, particularly around me, I'm in the Southern Highlands, which is a really old dairying district, and farm after farm was closing down, and there was all these old dairy sheds littering the landscape. So I started to think if there was possibly a way where I could give some of my knowledge and assistance to any small dairy farmers who might be interested in looking at another way to transform their businesses. So what I came up with was an online platform and support hub, which is tools and skills which small dairy farmers can use to help them on the journey to transform their businesses up the value chain. So I'm talking into producing things like branded milk, yogurt, gelato, or cheese. So it's a way for small dairy farmers to get information and even to start thinking about the journey of transforming their businesses.
How long has the platform been around, and are many people utilising it?
The platform's called Dairy Cocoon, and it's a farmer-led platform. So it was based on a survey that I did with small dairy farmers, and they told me that they were having trouble accessing education and capital assistance and market opportunities. And these are the skills and the resources that I've built for this platform for small dairy farmers to utilise.
Dairy farming is one of the toughest industries, something I'm sure you're well aware of, given the amount of competition there is for dairy products. So it's quite an asset for a farmer to be able to go to market almost directly. Is that how Dairy Cocoon works? Allows them to be able to directly sell their products, perhaps?
Well, I do, yeah. I mean, principally, I think branded product is the way to go. I mean, I'm a dairy farmer myself. I'm a cheesemaker. And I think that it really gives small dairy farmers back control over their businesses. And if we look more broadly, Australia actually imports a huge amount of dairy into this country, and often consumers don't really realise this.
No.
I mean, for instance, last year we imported 100,000 tonnes of cheese, 35,000 tonnes of butter, and 3 million litres of ice cream. And we often don't really think about that. So I think for small dairy farmers, there's huge opportunity in Australia to create independent brands and for consumers to really to be supporting Australian brands in that way.
Well, and Cressida, I've got to put my hand up. I think I was probably responsible for the vast majority of those thousands of tonnes of cheese, because I do enjoy my cheese, but I'd like to be able to eat local cheese, but I don't necessarily know. So you're absolutely right. I would love to be aware of that fact.
Yeah, exactly right. And the other part, I suppose, of this is helping small dairy farmers to tell their story. You know, dairy farmers are some of the hardest working people out there that I know. And, to be able to understand, for consumers to understand the stories of these family farms and what people are doing is really, really important. And, back in the day when you used to go to a pub, you'd be offered one of two beers. But yeah. Now, of course, with the boutique craft brewery industry, there's a brewery in every town, and all of them are supported really well. So, if you take that back to the dairy industry, there's huge opportunity for independent brands, and I think Australians are really ready to get behind that.
So for any dairy farmers in the Upper Hunter, if they would like to be involved with Dairy Cocoon, what do they do?
Yeah, well, if they hop onto the website, there's some buttons they can click there to get in touch with me, and I can tell them how they can get involved.
Easy as that. Cressida Cain's, thank you very much for what you're doing for the dairy industry, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM today.
Thanks so much for having me.